Yankee. This here's Jake. Y'all are gonna be good buddies for a few days. I looked at Jake and he gave me a glimpse and then looked away. The guy had no manners at all. This wasn't gonna work. I could see that right away. And to express my feelings on the subject, I raised a strip of hair along my backbone and gave him a curled lip and a growl. Slim nudged me with his boot. Hey, none of that. Get along with him and keep him out of trouble. That's your job, Pooch. My job? Hey, I already had a job. In case he hadn't noticed, I was head of ranch security, which had nothing to do with babysitting stray bird dogs or playing foolish monster games with idle cowboys. Slim was still looking at me. Hank, I'd be pleased if you volunteered for this job. Volunteered? Me? Ha! He could forget that. 'Cause if you don't volunteer, I'll be forced to yoke you and Jake together with a short piece of rope, so y'all can get acquainted. What? He wouldn't dare. I didn't think he would yoke us together, but darned if he didn't. Next thing I knew, he tied us together, collar to collar, with a 3-foot piece of hay twine. Now, when y'all decide to be nice and get along, I'll take off the twine. Bye now. I'll check you later. He climbed into his pickup and drove down to the corrals. Loper went back to the machine shed. Sally Mae, Baby Molly, and Alfred went to town for Alfred's dentist appointment. Suddenly, I found myself alone with this sour, skinny old bird dog. Our eyes met. His were kind of squinty, as though he couldn't see real well. I was the first to make an effort to establish the friendship. I said, I don't like bird dogs. To which he replied in kind of a mumbling, muttering voice,
I must get back to my work.
Sounds good to me, pal. I have things to do myself. See you around. Having established our relationship, we headed out of there in opposite directions, only we were, hey, I'm going west. I have to do a patrol of the corral area.
I must return to Madagascar.
Great. Go to Madagascar, Malagasper. Go wherever you want. And with that last exchange, we parted company.